Taz brings a Trumas Hadeshin that discusses a Shaila whether or not if someone is not in the same city, the same place where his bias is, where his wife is. So the halakha is that he could be Yotzei Ner Chanukah with the hadlaka of his wife. When the Gemara brings a memra of Achsanoi, the Gemara brings that a person would light as an Achsanoi even though he wasn't home. And after he got married, he could be Yotzei with his wife's hadlaka. The shaila is he able to be madlik in addition to his wife's hadlaka? Is he mechuyev to be yotzei with his wife's hadlaka, or can he choose to do a hadlaka himself where he is and not be yotzei with his wife's hadlaka? Now the Trumas Hadeshin brings this as a machlekes amongst gedolim. That's how he presents it. He says there are gedolim that say he can do this. He could be madlik where he is and not be yotzei with his wife's hadlaka. And there are gedolim that say he's not allowed to do this. And they go to as far as to say that it's a bracha levatala. That if a person does this, he's a hedyet, he's yotzei with the hadlaka at home, and ad kedei kach that it's a bracha levatala. Now, in the presentation of this machlekes, the Trumas Hadeshin says, what is the issue that the two are arguing about? So the way he presents it is, the Gemara tells us that when Chazal were Mesakan Neres Chanukah, they were Mesakan different levels. They were Mesakan the base level, the base Chiyiv is Ner Ishu Beisai, that there could be one Hadlok and a Bayis, which covers the entire home. Then Chazal added another layer, that you can have a Hadlok Alekol Echad V'Echad, you can have a ner lekolechad v'yechad, but that does not include a spouse. That's ner lekolechad v'yechad would mean for the husband and wife there's one ner, and for every other member of the family there can be another, each one having a ner. And then there's mahadrin min a mahadrin, that you light neiros according to the number of days of Chanukah that it is. The first night is one, the second night is two, and so forth. Those are what the Gemara tells us, how Chazal made this takana. So when the Trumas Hadeshin brings this machlekes, the way he presents it is that the gedolim who said that you're not allowed to do this is because there doesn't exist within the madregas that Chazal made such a level that we could put into the takana of mahadrin or mahadrin mina mahadrin. Chazal said, Ishu Beisai is one unit. That's one takana. Then there's the rest of the family per member. And then there's Keneged the Yomim. But there is no takana that allows for such a hadlaka where you can have a husband and a wife with each one doing a hadlaka. The response, the Trumas Hadeshin explains, of the Gedolim that were Matir, is that even though this is not mentioned in the Gemara, this is Bechlal, also the Takana of Mahadrin, that just like it allows for a Hadlaka for every member of the family, when the husband and wife are not in the same location, that's also included. And even though it's not mentioned in the Gemara, it's not a Milsa D'Shchiach, but these Gedolim held Misvara, that it's Loi Gara from the Mahadrin of the Gemara, that you can have a ner for every family member. So even though typically Ishu Beisai is not a unit that's divided, Ishu Beisai is one unit, but when they're not in the same makim, it's Bechlal Mahadrin. So the way that Trumas Hadeshin brings this machlekes, they're having a disagreement whether, we'll call it between the lines, there exists another Mahadrin that's not mentioned beferish, whether it's included in the Mahadrin of the Gemara. The Taz does not understand the whole Shakla Vitaria. The Taz writes that when you have a mitzvah that a person has where he's able to be yotzei by somebody else being mitzi him, we don't find a halacha that the person is locked in to being yotzei with somebody else. If somebody's able to be Yotze, I can choose to be Yotze with him. I can be, choose to be Yotze myself. So he doesn't understand why should there be such a din that over here he doesn't have the option of choosing not to be Yotze with the hadlaka that goes on in his house. It should be a davar pashut that I could choose not to be Yotze and do a hadlaka myself. So the Taz says, he agrees in halacha that you can light your own neiris even away from home, even though there's a hadlaka going on at home. But it's not for the same reasoning that the Trumas Hadeshin brings. The Trumas Hadeshin says the justification would be, and he's noted to this, the justification would be that this is included in the takana of Mahadrin. The Taz says it's unnecessary. It's a dovra pashit on any mitzvah. You can't force a person to be yaitze through somebody else where he could be yaitze himself. That's what he writes as a hasaga on the way the Trumas Hadeshin brings these gedolim. But it's clear from these gedolim that they disagree with this premise of the Taz, that this is comparable to a mitzvah that I could choose to be yaitze myself or through somebody else. Now, to understand a little bit where these gedolim are coming from. When the Gemara brings the din of Mahadrin mina Mahadrin, so Tosfos writes in Shabbos, by Mahadrin mina Mahadrin, nira l'ri, de beishami beisul l'kaimi elo aner ishu beisai. There's a machlaikis whether you go from 1 to 8 or 8 to 1. So Tosfos, that's a machlaikis where you're lighting Neri Shubesai, that is either 1 to 8 or 8 to 1. Shekein Yesh Yosid Hidr Diika Hekeir Kashemoise Vahoylechai Mechasa Shukenegad Ayomim Hanichnosim Ayoitzim. There's a greater Hidr when in the Hadlaka there's a piersum of the Yomim. Avlim Oisim Ner Lekol Echad. Afilo Yosef mikan ve'elach leke hekeira sheyizbru shekach yesh b'nei odem b'bayis. Tosfos writes, you can't combine these two hidurim. As when Chazal said, neri shebeisai is the minimum. And then there's a ner lekol echad v'yechad. And then there's a mahadrim min a mahadrin keneged the yomim hanechnosim or yomim hayoitzim. You can't have a combination of the two. Because if you combine the number of people in the house with the number of yomim, then you lose the heker. Because the passerbyer who sees neiros, so when the neiros coincide with the yomim, there's a heker of the neis. But if the number is a combination of the number of people in the house and the number of the yomim, then you never know what you're looking at. A person's looking at whatever number it is, it's the multiples of the members of the household and the yomim. So you have no heker, you don't know what day it is. You can make any combination you'd like, depending on the number of people in the house and the number of the nights. You don't have any heker. So Tosfos says it's one or the other. And Chazal felt that the bigger hidur is neri shubesai with the yomim, rather than keneged the bnei bayis. That means there's a hidur of ner lekol echad v'yechad. It's a greater hidur, the yomim hanichnosin v'hayoytzin, depending on beishami beisilo. But if you choose to do the greater hidur, it's only with ner yishu beisai. That's what Tosfos writes in Shabbos. When the Rambam brings the mitzvah of neiros Chanukah, the Rambam says, kama neiros umadlik b'chanukah, mitzvasa sheye kol bayis ubayis madlik ner echad, bein she'an she'abayis merubim, bein she'hoye bayalodim echad. So the Rambam brings the in his presentation, the minimum is one ner, v'hamahadir es ha-mitzvah madlik neres k'minyan an she'abayis ner l'kol echad v'yechad bein anoshim bein noshim. The next level is to light neiros according to the number of people in his household, bein anoshim bein noshim, v'amahadr yoyser al ze, v'oyser mitzvah min amufcher, madlik ner lekol echad, v'layla harishon, u'moyser v'hoylech b'chol layla v'layla ner echad. So the Rambam is clear that you can combine the two. that the Rambam says that the second tier is being madlik lokolechad v'yechad, kaminyan anshei beisai, and then as the nights move on, it's the number of people the first night, for time, obviously times one, the second night it's times two, etc. Ketzad, and the Rambam does the math for us. Shaya anshei bayis asor, the 10 members in the family, belaylo harishayin, Madak Asara Neiris, Leil Sheni Esrim, Leil Shlishi Shloishim, Achenimtza Madak Leil Shmini Shmoinim Neiris. So this person, where there's a household of 10 people, he'll end up lighting 80 candles at the end of the 8 days. So the Rambam doesn't seem to be bothered with what bothers Taisfis, and the Rambam holds you can put them together. The Rambam then adds in Halacha Gimel, Minik Poshit B'chol Arenu B'svarad, Shu kol anshi habayis madlikin, ner echad belaila harishain, umaisifin vehochen ner becholaila, achenimtsa madlik belail shmini shmina nerais, bain shahoyo anshi habayis merubim, bain shahoyo adam echad. Now, this halach in the Rambam is a question in the Achrayim exactly how to understand what the Rambam means. Because there are diyukim in the Rambam. Lakan o lakan. When he writes Minik Poshet, he says, "Shu kol anshe habayis madlikin ner echad belaylo harishon." It sounds like every member of the household is madlik. In Halacha Aleph, the Rambam said, "Hamahader samitzvah madlik neiros kiminyan anshe habayis ner lekol echad v'yechad." There, it sounds like we're describing the head of the household is madlik a ner for each individual person in his bayis. So there's one person doing the hadlaka. In Halacha Gimel, when he describes the minik pashit, the words madlikin sound like everybody is doing their own hadlaka. Umaisifin v'holchin ner b'chol layla, they continue adding candles. Achenimtza madlik, here it doesn't say achenimtza madlikin. Achenimtza madlik, Belel Shmini, Shmoina Neiros. So there's a question, because of these two diyukim in the Rambam, how to understand what's this minik poshet that the Rambam is bringing. Is the Rambam telling us that the minig was that everybody in the household would do his own hadlaka, being Maisif Neiros? Or is the Rambam describing the minig that one would be madlik for all the anshei bayis? That's a question of how to understand this Rambam. This machlokes that the Trumas Hadeshin brings, whether or not there's a mahadrin called Ish v'Ishtai lighting separately when they're in two different locations. If I understand the way the Rambam describes the Mahadrin, that the Balabayas is the Madlik of all the Neiros that are being lit, it would come out that there's a new type of a Mahadrin, the way the Trumas Hadeshin presents it, that it's not one Madlik. When Chazal said, Ner Isha Beisai, Mahadrin Keneged Kol Echad V'Echad, Mahadrin Min Mahadrin, the Rambam describes it as one Madlik. The question is only how many neiros. Is it one for his house, for the entire household, to the second night, etc.? Is it kaminyan anshei beisai, the next level, and then kaminyan anshei beisai with the number of yomim, but one madlik? The Trumas Hadeshin is describing a hadlaka where there's more than one madlik, and he holds that these gedolim hold that it's included in the Mahadrin of Ner Lekol Echad V'Yechad, even though the Rambam's description is not many people being madlik, it's one person being madlik. This Taisfis that says you cannot combine them, Taisfis says you have a choice of being madlik of Anshei Beisai or Yomim, but you can't put the two together. There's a tshuva from the Galya Meseches, or David Nevardiker, where he writes that he thinks Taisvis understands, like the Rambam in principle, that there's one madlik. Because there's one madlik, He understands that's why Tosfos feels it's a conflict to put the two Mahadran together. Because if it's one Madlik, and he's being Madlik Neiris, Kiminyan Anshe Bayis, and Kiminyan Hayomim, you lose the Heker of the Minyan Hayomim. Masha Enkin, if you would have separate Hadlokas, then he feels Tosfos wouldn't have a problem because everybody is lighting their own menorah, so you would have separate hadlokas. So he understands in Tosfos that he agrees with the Rambam in principle that there's one madlik, and they have a disagreement, is combining the two mahadrin a conflict? Is it a stira? That's what he understands. Because of this, he writes that he's bothered. The Shulchan Aruch brings two minhagim of how you're madlik, and he brings the minig, the way B'nai Ashkenaz light, that we light, everybody lights, the B'nai Bayis, if they want to light, they light their own menorah. And he's trying to understand, where does this come from? Where does it come from that you have separate hadlokas? He holds a Rambam and Tosfos both agree that there's one madlik. They may disagree in the number of candles, but there's one madlik. So where does it come from that you have different people being madlik? So in addition to the question that he's raising, to me this Trumas Hadeshin adds to the question that if the Trumas Hadeshin is saying for these gedolim that included in the hider of Mahadrin is a husband and wife in two different locations, if the Mahadrin that's brought in the Gemara is one person being madlik, it comes out that there's a Mahadrin of different hadlokas that's not really mentioned bichlal in the Gemara, the way the Trumas Hadeshin puts it together. The Darkei Moshe writes in this halacha, the Darkei Moshe says, I don't know if it's here, but the Darkei Moshe writes, I see that it's here, but it's not the right one. Yeah, it's the wrong one. Okay. Anyway, Darkei Moshe says that when there used to be Madlik Bachutz, so Tosfos had an issue that if you're lighting it outside your door, you have to light it near your door in order to have a heker of who's the Madlik, Eitzel Pesach Beisai. And therefore, Tosfos had a problem that if you're being Madlik, Kiminyan Anshe Bayis and Kiminyan Hayamim, you lose the heker. Masha Enkin, if you're lighting Bifnim, so Bifnim, you can light it anywhere you'd like. B'shas HaSakana, the Gemara says, where they couldn't light outside, they would light inside. So the Pearson was for Anshe Beisai. So you can light anywhere in the house. So then you can have separate hadlokas. And there he writes, there everybody agrees that you could be madlik as many hadlokas as you'd like. And therefore, you can have the combination of both mahadrin. That Tosfos only had a problem with the mahadrin and the mahadrin and the mahadrin being combined when there's only one place to light. Masha Enkin, where you have many places you could light, because inside the bayis, the presuminisus for the b'nei bayis, so you can have hadlokas in different corners of the house. Each one will be madlik in his corner, and memela, each one could be madlik keneged yomim hanichnosim. So the Marami Prague says that everybody's maskim would be an option. The mashmois is, and I think this is where the Ramon Shulchan Aruch is coming from, that the Rambam and Tosfos are having a disagreement when you're madlik bachutz, but bifnim they would agree. What's interesting to me is from this Marami Prague, he's mashma that the Rambam would also be maskim, that you could have different hadlokas. As it's mashma to me, the reason why the Rambam describes the hadlokas as one person being madlik is there was one mokum hadlaka, so the person who was the balabayas would be madlik by the Pesach Abayas, keneged the yomim, and keneged the b'nei bayas. But if they'd be lighting in different locations, me'eza tam shehu, the Rambam would also agree that you could have different people being madlik, each one being madlik his ner. So to me it seems that what the Rambam is describing, and lefi the Galya Maseches, what Tosfos is describing, that one is madlik all the neiros, is not li'kuva, that it must be one madlik, it could be different madlikin. So now we need to understand, what is the pshat in this takana de Rabbanan? You have a takana de Rabbanan that says, mehadrin, a ner l'kol echad v'yechad. Does that mean each one should be madlik, or a ner is being lit keneged the bnei bayis? What is the havana of this? In the there's a sefer of Tshuvas Be'er Avram, he was a dayan in Vilna, time of the Gra, Avram Abba Pasfeller, he brings the tshuva from the Galya Maseches he wrote to him, and there he clears a chakira. The Gemara says, Achsanoi is chayiv to be madlik neiros Chanukah. There's a machlekes rishonim, what exactly is being said in this Gemara? What's the chiddush? A person is a boarder, he's an achsanoi, he's madlik neiros Chanukah. Why would I think he doesn't? So it's a machlekes in rishonim. Some understand the havamina would be, he's a family member, so he doesn't have a chiyuv to have a separate hadlaka. It could be yotze with the family. That's what some rishonim learn. The others learn the havamina would be, he can't be madlik, because he doesn't have a bias. Tosfos in Sukkah asks Akasha, why did Chazal make a takana of Birkas Haroya by Neiros Chanukah and not by other mitzvahs? He writes, not everybody has a bias. So in his shtickel there he writes, what's the Kamash Malon that Achsanoi writes? Is the Kamash Malon that Neiros Chanukah is simply a Chayves Gavra, and it doesn't matter that you don't have a bias? Or is the Kamash Malon that Achsanoi can treat this as his bias? So there is Mashmois that the Takana of Neiros Chanukah revolves around Hadlaka Bebayis, and really the Kamashmalon would have to be that this person is Ki'ilu, he has a bias, and therefore he's able to be Madlik. Now in understanding this din, that there's a Hadlaka in the bias, which is the din of Ner Ishu Beisai, and then the next level of Mahadrin, and Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin. The Rishonim and Psachim discuss the Nusach of Brachais. There are certain Brachais where the nusach is le, a person will say that kind of a lashon, or he'll say sometimes al. There's really a shy leave my neiros Chanukah what the nusach is, but we say in some brachas, we'll say al hamila, the Rambam brings lomola saben. So the Gemara discusses the lashonis, and the Rishonim try to figure out what's the formula, when Chazal were misakin al, and when were they misakin le. So The Ran brings Rishonim who learn that it depends on whether it's a mitzvah that I must do by myself, or it's a mitzvah that could be done through a shliach. Lahaniach tefillin, because nobody else can wear tefillin for myself. But other mitzvahs that could be done with a shliach, even with a shemeya ka'ina, will say al. When it comes to Chanukah, the Ran brings a Ramban, that the Ramban says you don't say the way he brings it, you say lahadlik and not al, even though somebody else could light for me, Sakta Ramban, but the ner has to be my ner. I have to be the owner of the ner, and since you need the involvement of the person being yotze, therefore you say le, because it can't be done without the involvement of the person being yotze, even though somebody else is being madlik. That's what the Ramban says. Rabbeinu David, in his Chidushim HaMsachim, he was a Talmud of the Ramban. So he also says this idea, but he adds something which I think gives us another perspective on this mitzvah. He writes, why do you say le? He says, mitzvahs ner Chanukah vadi eina yidei shliach. Shemkona adam psilos u'shmanim v'hidlik b'shvil chaveiroi vadi le'asaklum. If somebody else were to purchase the material and light it for me, it's nothing. V'ein roi levarach klal. It's like somebody else putting on tefillin for me. Aval acher sheheichin balabayis bebeisoy hashmanim v'apsilois. after the Balabayas prepared the Shmanim and Psilas in his bayas, Yochel Achash Yivark Bimakaimai, for who Shemeya Vyitzer Ebracha. The person lighting can make a bracha, but he's making it to be Meitzi, the Bal Habayas, who's standing there listening. Shahabracha al Iker Hadlakahi. What's the Iker Hadlaka? Ratzaloimar Haskonas Hashemin Vapsilais. Shahadlaka Bishemin Upsilo Shachavere Eineklum. So he's saying a very interesting perspective. Preparing the Nair is the Iker Hadlaka. Now, obviously, without any fire being put to the Nair, there's nothing burning. But he's looking at it that the Iker Esik of the Maisa HaMitzvah is the preparation of the Nair. So the person making the brachot lahadlik ner is being mitzi the Baal Habayis, who is not doing the maisa, what we would call the maisa hadlaka, but he's looking at it that really the hadlaka is nesiaches to the one who prepared the ner. The one who prepared the shmanim upsilais, he is considered the madlik. And when somebody else lights, we don't even look at him as doing the Maisa HaMitzvah. We look at him as igniting, obviously, the Ner of this person. But the preparation of the Ner is the Iker of the Hadlaka. And then he continues with other comparisons. I mean, this is already a broader discussion. It's a similar concept we find in the Beis HaMikdash, that the Hatavas HaNeiris was the Avodah B'Kehanim, the Hadlaka's Kshera Bazar. So that means that we're looking at the Madlik as the one who has the candle. I think with this understanding, perhaps we can appreciate what this takana is. When Chazal were misakan a takana called Mahadrin, of Ner L'Kalecha V'Yechad, I think the pshat is, Chazal said, everyone should have a candle. Now, it doesn't necessarily require a Maisekinyan, but the Chazal said, Ner Ishu Beisai, one candle for the bayis is sufficient. The candle of the balabayis that covers the family, it's the family candle. Chazal said, there's a mahadrin. There should be a candle for every member in the family. Who lights it is really not that important. It's a candle that's designated for every member of the family. That's his candle. Whether the balabayis is madlik or somebody else is madlik doesn't make a difference. It's his candle. And therefore, Lamoshal, the Rambam would say, the balabayis will be madlik. The Tosfos might hold, the Balabayas is Madlik because it's in one location. The Darkei Moshe says if it's in different locations, so each one will be Madlik, his candles. His candles means the candle that's designated for him, that's his Hadlaka. That's what I think is the Pshat in the Kiyam of the Mahadrin, that there's a Ner for each person. Now let's go back to the Trumas Hadeshin. Ner Ishu Beisai. Chazal said there's one candle for the family unit of the husband and wife. There's a candle being lit in this person's home. It's his candle. His wife is lighting it with permission. It's a Ner Chanukah, she has to be Yaitse, and it's his candle. So if you have a Ner being lit in his house, which is his Ner Chanukah, I think the Havana in these Gedolim that the Trumas Hadeshin quotes, that you can't simply detach yourself from it, is because this is a Ner Chanukah that belongs to him. It's his Ner. It's being lit l'shem Neris Chanukah because his wife is being Yaitse. It belongs to him, so he has a Ner Chanukah. So this is not a comparison to other mitzvahs where somebody does a Maisa mitzvah to be Maitse me, where I can decide I don't want to be Yaitse with that Maisa. Because over here, I can't deny the fact that I have a Ner in my house that's being lit as a Ner Chanukah. So if there's a Ner being lit in my house as a Ner Chanukah, because Lamais, his wife, has permission to light it, it belongs to him, it's his Ner, so he has a Ner Chanukah in his bayis. If he has a Ner Chanukah in his bayis, what's going to make it possible for him to disassociate himself from that Ner? That's why these Gedolim are saying, the only Eitzah is if you can create another level Mahadrin, that just like in Mahadrin, Chazal said, one Ner per Bayis is sufficient. But if you want to have a Ner per person, that's also a Chelik of the Takana, and you can make a Bracha on it if you light it separately. So included lefidiz gedolim is a ner for a husband and wife in two different locations. So here Chazal instituted, in essence, two nerais, one in his location, one in her location. And memela, that's when it tried to make a bracha. But if it wouldn't be part of the mahadrin, if you wouldn't be part of that, there would be no way for the person to say, I'm not being yaitse. It's not somebody doing a maisa mitzvah for me that I want him to be my shliach. It's not a shlichus, Rabbeinu David says. He's being madlik miner. If he's being madlik miner, I would automatically be yaitse without the takana of mahadrin min a mahadrin. Yishkoyach all of you for coming.